sport news, we'll start things off with football. Russian businessman Roman Abramovich said he is selling Chelsea Football Club 19 years after buying the London side and promised to donate money from the sale to help victims of the war in Ukraine. The 55-year-old metals magnate said in a statement that the sale was in the best interests of the reigning European and world soccer champions. Abramovich said he would not ask for loans that he made to the club, which are reported to total £1.5 billion, to be repaid to him, and the sale would not be fast-tracked. On to the FA Cup results. Liverpool booked their spot in the quarterfinals following a 2-1 win over Norwich City. Reds manager Jurgen Klopp says they scored two great goals.
Had good moments and scored two wonderful goals. Second half, pretty similar. We should have scored earlier, closing the game, but it didn't happen. And all of a sudden they score their goal, and then you have to fight to bring it over the line. That's what we did, and that's absolutely fine. And it was a tough game. We expected that. That's why we brought in 10 fresh players, and it was good.
In the other encounters, Romelu Lukaku rounded off the scoring as Chelsea came from behind twice to beat Luton 3-2 and advance to the last eight, while Southampton beat West Ham United 3-1 to progress to the quarterfinals. Locally in the PSL, AmaZulu registered their 14th draw of the season after coming from behind twice to salvage a 2-2 draw with Stellenbosch, while Mamelodi Sundowns eased to a 3-0 victory over strugglers TS Galaxy to go 18 points clear at the top of the table. Orlando Pirates and Cape Town City played out to a goalless draw, while Maruma Gallants defeated bottom of the log Baroka 3-0. In the meantime, Russian drivers have been banned from competing in the UK by the National Motorsport Authority. It means Nikita Mazepin cannot race in July's British Grand Prix, even if he continues to be part of the Haas team. Mazepin's father, Dmitry, provides financial backing to Haas and is close to Russian President Vladimir Putin. In netball news, Netball South Africa President Cecilia Molokwane says the 2023 Netball World Cup broadcast deal is the biggest in Netball World Cup history and will ensure that no one misses out on the action. The free-to-air rights means that the SABC will also be able to broadcast the matches of the 63rd edition of the Netball World Cup to a larger audience. We'll wrap things up with golf news, where South Africa's JC Ritchie is eyeing promotion to the DP World Tour by becoming the first player in history to win three consecutive European Challenge Tour events. Richie will participate in this week's Mangaung Open, which starts today at Bloemfontein Golf Club. The 28-year-old claimed back-to-back Sunshine Tour titles, winning the Cape Town Open and last week's Johnson Workwear Open. Jude van Wyk will have more for you on the 5 Drive for 5 Breakfast Sport. I am Oli Zondo.